Unit 12. It pays to be the CEO.
Reading passage.
Over the past 20 years, the pay packages of the USA's top CEOs have gone through the roof. Even when CEOs are fired, they may walk away with millions of dollars. The situation has led to a heated debate in the business world. Just how much does one person deserve to earn? To be fair, a CEO's job is far from easy. As a firm's top executive, he or she has a lot of responsibility. The CEO represents a company, shapes its direction, and makes decisions that affect thousands of workers. In good times and bad, the CEO stands as the face of the company, taking the credit or blame for its performance. A CEO's pay package includes payments such as a salary, stock options, and bonuses. In 2005, the average pay package for a CEO of a top U.S. company was $15 million. That was 262 times what the average worker earned. In contrast, in 1965, the average CEO earned 24 times what the average worker brought home. Supporters of today's big pay plans say they're necessary to attract top talent. Critics say many people in a company contribute to its success, not just the top executives. Even when a company is bought, sold, or merged, a CEO's financial situation can improve. Their contracts often provide golden parachutes in case the company changes ownership. When Gillette was bought by Procter & Gamble, Gillette's CEO received a package worth $165 million. After Toys R Us was sold in 2005, the CEO walked away with $63 million, even though the company faced problems. CEOs can also have big paydays when they retire or are fired. ExxonMobil's CEO, upon retiring, left with an exit package worth $400 million. The Home Depot's CEO received $209 million when he left the company in 2007. And that was from a company whose stock price had sharply fallen. The list goes on, including some very good and some very bad CEOs. The CEO pay situation has made people furious. Shareholders are calling for pay packages to be tied to a company's performance. They also want to see an end to golden parachutes. Indeed, some companies like Microsoft and Google do not offer exit packages to executives. Still, by and large, a CEO of a large U.S. company can expect to live very comfortably. That usually holds true even if the firm's stock value is weak, or if the company is bought, sold, or merged.